Namaste. My name is Rui Semmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about less learning and more fun. So it looks weird, and it is so true. No? So the Finnish schools had a problem. From 50 countries, their schools' results had been international on place number 29, similar like the USA. And they didn't like that. And then they developed a new concept that brought them to number one in mainly all subjects of the school, of their schools. How they have done it? They have reduced drastically their learning and invited more fun, because they found out more learning is more tension, and more tension is less learning. Because the students or the children need more playtime, and if they don't have more playtime, then they have more tension, and then even through this system that you get good notes and bad notes and so on means more tension, and the results have been awful. And I think everybody knows that. And so the learner is only 20 hours every week, including lunch break, including less homework. And this was their breakout. So I think we have to adapt the system, because we want that our children want to be smart and not be under tension and not be unhappy, not be unsatisfied, and can't understand that. And now comes the second thing. When a child is dropping out, cannot follow anymore, what to do?
Giving bad notes, giving bad notes, because the child is bad, 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 bad.
This is the attitude of mainly all teachers. They cannot understand that this child cannot learn now. There's something inside what is a resistance of learning. They want to teach me German at home, and I could not learn German. And then I could not learn even to write German. I learned German to speak fluently with 6 or 7 years, and even then I was a stutterer, because all of this huge tension. And then I could go on a low grade school, because all the time huge tension. And for sure I liked to learn, but I could not follow up. I could not learn the language. Today I speak four languages and so on. So, okay. The other attitude was to give support to the weak children until they can follow up, or whatever it takes. Whatever it takes until the child could follow up. The next huge problem was, like in every other European country, that there are so many immigrants. So 50% immigrants is in Finland, and Germany is 60-70 in every class. And then they don't get support. So in Finland, they got full support, private sessions, private lessons, until they could follow up. And in Germany, for instance, okay, Turkish people, they don't care. Only the Polish, Russian, and Japanese children got full support. And it's for me ridicule. It is for me discrimination. And I hate that. And then the children could follow up, and for sure every child could learn the context. And then the teacher saying everybody or every child needs playtime, and then make sure that the child is getting their playtime in order to relax, and they've taught the children the best learning, how to learn fast and efficient, and to build up a good character, good habits. And this was a fashion, as in Germany 100 years ago, in Japan it is still a fashion to build up good characters for the children. It's one of the main subjects even at the university. It's, I think, maybe the most important subject for the Japanese. And I think every school should adopt this principle. And now, what about us? So should we learn like crazy 60 hours in this stupid seminars for business and marketing? So after the seminars, maybe after 14 days, maybe 10 or 15% remains inside of myself, and then they make it even worse that they don't give a download or a printout, and then you have to write like crazy. And from this time on, I said, no, never I will attend any seminar where I don't get a printout, where I don't get a download. Finish with the whole thing. And it was so true. The best people, the best seminar leader giving always a printout, and bad seminar leader never gives a printout. It's a very simple thing. And then I found out, if I learn by myself with books and with a download or with videos by myself, and I learn only 2 hours or maybe 3 hours every day, but 3 hours is a maximum for myself, and then I can repeat it again and again, I can remember it also. It really sticks in my brain, and I have enough fun time, enough play time, and so on. What does it mean, playtime? Playtime for the Finnish school, for us. Playtime doesn't mean to see TV, to play on the laptop, or to play on the smartphone, make internet, Facebook. This is not playtime. Because our right side of our brain need relaxation, and so we have to do something for our right side. This means sport, to be creative, sex, rock and roll. This is all for the other side and not for the rational mind. So this means we should use the rational mind, this means the left and the right side brain, same length every time, every day. And not only to think 10 or 12 hours every day, no. 50-50 would be the best. No? Okay. Do you want the best for your child? Do you want the best for yourself? Then remember this, what I have said to you. Thank you that I could say these things to you. I hope I have motivated you to live a better life. Thank you. Bye.